Uh-oh. I know. They just stand here. Well, last week, we had a lesson on my little kingdom versus God's kingdom. And it ministered to my heart so much, I thought I'd just give the same message this week. Jesus used to do it, why can't I? I just thought that we could deepen something. I mean, I only took like 2 hours last week on an introduction. So maybe now we can actually go into the meat of it. But while we do that, maybe Andrew and Rebecca can pass these out to everyone. When you get these, you can start reading them right away. Sometimes I make you wait. This time, jump right in. These are posts that I put on Facebook the last couple of months. Kind of a summary of the posts. Somebody from out west requested them all in one batch. And so I did that, and I thought, why would I give it to someone out west and not give it to all of you? That made sense to me. You can read through those. I'll pray. You can continue reading. It'll be like an extra special blessing on you while you read and receive the prayer. Father, we thank you, God, for your people. We thank you, Lord, that there's only one thing better than a dedicated shepherd. It's a dancing shepherd. Thank you, Father, that you've put a dance in my heart for you because you're such a good father. You're so good to us. A little jig in my step. A little jump. A little leap over the edge. Thank you, Father. We pray that each of us today will go a little deeper with you. We'll hear a little clearer that those who have ears to hear and eyes to see would be filled up to overflowing with what they see and what they hear from your Spirit today. Lord, we need your Spirit to teach us today. We need your Spirit to take what comes out of my mouth and translate it so that it's life, to empower it so it's life. That's my prayer today, Lord. Make it life in us. Make it life in us that we're changed, we're transformed, we're bending our knee to you willingly, so willingly, and watching you empower us. We give you the praise. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So Friday night, some of you were here. We had an amazing time from about 9 o'clock to about 5 o'clock in the morning. We didn't have many distractions. We just came before the Lord and cried out to him and had an amazing time in his presence. But one of the things that came to my heart while we were praying was surrender. Someone said, well, we need to be warriors. You can't be a mighty warrior unless you surrender very easily to God. to the Father. You can't be a mighty warrior unless you're an absolute surrendered lover. So we spoke that out, many different ways of surrender. And I think God grabbed a hold of our hearts, touched our hearts about the different ways we need to surrender. This morning, we're going to have a little bit of a review of what we taught last week and then extend it. But I want you, someone here, to kind of give us a summary of last week. So who would be able to do that? And don't think you have to cover everything, because again, it was quite a long introduction. Who would be able to do that? It's got to be Tom. Oh, it's got to be you. Gee, that was simple. Requested. He looks excited. Okay. Here you go. Just, you know.
The main thing I remember from the sermon last week was having my toes very lovingly stepped on a number of times. boy, this is it's one of those sermons that I was so impacted by it, moved by it, and it's like I'm wrestling still with it deep inside. It's hard to think about what the topic's.
Okay, well, just I gave you props.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so
use the props.
Thank you. Okay. So when I'm sitting in this chair, I am I'm right at the heart of the kingdom. I'm open to the Lord, to His correction. Holy Spirit is flowing through me. I've laid my life down before Him. I've surrendered to Him. He sets the agenda for my life. I don't set it for myself. When I'm sitting over in this chair, I've surrendered my life to Jesus. He is my Lord and Savior. I make that proclamation. I've accepted Him. I've asked His forgiveness for my sins. But on a day-to-day basis, I'm still building my own little kingdom. I'm still very much in charge. He is my Lord, but I'm sitting on the throne. And so I have severed myself from a lot of the fruit and the blessing that comes when you allow Holy Spirit to flow through me. I've decided that I'm going to take responsibility for my own life, and I'll suffer the consequences, but I'm not working with Holy Spirit to live out my day-to-day life. And then this chair way over here is someone who has rejected Jesus altogether. So this person is also building his own kingdom or her own kingdom, but Jesus is not a part of the equation at all, and he or she has just decided to say no to all of that completely. So this person is outside the kingdom. So you have two people in the kingdom, but one person is in the flow of the Holy Spirit. The other is in the flow of his own or her own decisions. And the screen...
Yes, the screen is rather important.
So Holy Spirit is a screen. So everything that comes at me from life goes through the screen of the Holy Spirit. Everything gets interpreted from a kingdom perspective. Everything can become a great blessing that way. Whereas the person over here has no screen, has no Holy Spirit screen, and has to suffer the consequences of a life that is out of control, a life that throws bad stuff at you, you don't know how to deal with it. Whereas this person knows how to deal with the bad stuff in life because he or she has Holy Spirit.
Awesome.
Okay.
Anyone like to add something to it? That was awesome. Great summary. Yeah. But you have to come up because you have the props. And you want to use the props as much as possible, believe me.
Well, the thing that meant a lot to me was when you were over here, we were over here the entire message. And as you were telling us, you know, the way, you know, when we are in control of our own life and the things that come at us, and you were describing the repercussions and the consequences, just as like a little bloop afterwards, you went over here and said, gee, once you look at that, it's really not much different than this. Hmm. You know, and that really moved me as far as because my feet were trampled all over last week. I'm walking, though, still.
Hey.
But they were, you know, when you're building your own kingdom, you have Jesus back here, and you just pull him out when you need him.
Ooh.
And then put him back in here. And you, and also, that
we're, I'd forgotten
and,
that.
And when we're building...
That's good.
Well, and when we're... And it's, you said it. And when we're building our own kingdom, we take Jesus everywhere we go when we're building our own kingdom, but we just sort of ignore the fact that we're taking him into those places, and we pull him out when he's convenient. We pull him out when there's maybe not too much conviction involved, but we put him back away because we maintain the throneship. We maintain that spot, and he can't be there if we're sitting there. So that's
awesome.
What I want to add.
Okay.
Also, another thing that I had remembered when you were holding up the screen, you were talking about how gossip and things like that, you know, depression, they can't come through this screen, that when depression comes up against the screen, it just, it's like rubber, it bounces right off, that depression filtered through Holy Spirit becomes joy. And, you know, several other comparisons that, like, you just completely contrasted the two. And with the screen of Holy Spirit, it just, like, Holy Spirit just makes all the difference, so.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Okay. I'll just sit down.
No, this is really short. I know you're laughing.
Now I know I need to...
I have a reputation. On this chair right here, we may invite Jesus to be our Savior and say, oh, sure, and then live the way we want to live and keep hold of the things that absolutely are intended by the devil to go right through the screen. So when we sit in this chair, he's really not Lord. And we kid ourselves if we think he's Lord. We deceive ourselves because he's not Lord to us. He's Lord of all, but he's not Lord. And that's where the toes get stepped on. Ooh. See? Simple. Short.
Great, great. The more the merrier. Come on, it's encouraging to me to know that my message lasted longer than 1 week. Yeah, I saw you move. Close enough. Close enough. You wiggled. That's all it takes.
Well, I wasn't here during the message, but I did listen to it online.
Yeah!
Tom got everything. What he said.
Tom got everything? Oh, no, my friend. He got a good summary. There was much more frosting.
There was a lot of frosting.
Let me help you.
Okay.
What kinds of things are happening over here, I mean, you know, inside the person's heart?
Inside the person's heart?
Yeah.
Inside the...
Just think, someone building their own kingdom. What's happening over here? Help him out.
Yeah.
What's happening over here? Shout it out. Help him out.
Fear and pride and...
Pride?
Arrogance.
Arrogance. Anxiety.
Fear.
Yeah.
Fear. Yeah, lack of trust.
Lack of trust. You're on a roll. Keep going.
What is it? Selfishness.
Selfishness.
Bitterness.
Bitterness.
Independence. Rebellion.
See? Yeah. See, you could preach this.
Yeah.
Tom, you could come up here and do a song and dance.
Yeah. Okay, anyone else?
Okay, what about over here?
Over here.
What do you end up with? Let's just call all of that, you know, just, we'll nicely call it all. Lack.
Lack, yeah.
So what would this be?
Abundance.
Ooh!
Overflowing.
Overflowing.
Humility. Gratefulness.
Gratitude. Raise your hand, he'll call on you.
Peter. Identity. True identity, yes.
Over here, you're striving for identity. You're looking for significance.
Blessing.
Some of the things would be in your reading that I assigned you. Protection.
Protection, yeah. Joy. Yeah, that's a joy.
Right? Peace. Yes. Would you have revelation over here? What would you have over here?
Lies.
Deception. Distortion.
And perversion.
Perversion. What is right is over here. What is right is wrong. What is wrong is right over here. What is right is
God's
right.
Best.
What is wrong is wrong. Now again, this is imperfect illustration. All of this is just to get us thinking what kind of lack and deception and misery is over here when we decide, I'm going to build my own little kingdom. God, by the way, you have some questions you haven't answered of mine. I'm judge, jury, prosecutor, all those positions. And you have not made it yet. I'm not even sure you love me enough yet. When you do, then I'll do your will. When you convince me, then I'll step out. Then I'll really live for you. Once you show me your power, hey, Jesus, do a sign, do a wonder. I'm kind of curious. I want to stay comfortable. I want to stay convenient. As was reminded to the speaker, pull you out whenever I need you, like a credit card, like a wallet. That actually has money inside. Hopefully I'll look, oh yes, Jesus, you've got some blessing for me. Great. I might pass that test. But I want to live like I want to live, so go back in my pocket. Just hang with me, Jesus. I know you're not pleased, but hey, maybe one day I'll actually get radical when you explain everything to me. When you prove you're good. Is that good?
Yeah. That's,
okay,
yeah,
just checking.
That's perfect.
Nice. So I want to talk a little bit more about this screen. No one mentioned captured thoughts. That's what happens when we have to ask Holy Spirit. Someone said on the internet, you know, basically the thing I learned at Frontline is ask Holy Spirit. What would Holy Spirit say about this? That's what I've learned from Frontline. That's a pretty good summary. We'll take that anytime. Because don't ask Frontline so much as you ask Holy Spirit. Don't ask those that are radical as much as Holy Spirit. But, you know, the good shepherd, those that care about your life, leaders, and so on, they can come in with a lot of partnering with Holy Spirit. Some of you are afraid of your leaders. The leaders God has put in your life as a covering, as a help, a guidance. So you haven't made a covenant with any leaders because they might be off. Like a leader. They might say something I'm not so sure about, so I'll just use that to step back just a little bit. Oh, I know they're there. If we have a crisis in the family, like, oh, someone gets very sick, we'll call them. We'll ask the church to pray. But otherwise, we'll just kind of keep a little distance. Let's keep a distance. Let's put them up on some kind of pedestal, just so they're high enough I can't reach to them and actually use their guidance, use their protection, use their help. So there are what I call the tumbleweeds. They tumble from one fellowship to another. Oh, get a little here, get a little there. Oh, I'm just going where the fire is. I'm just going where Holy Spirit's presence is strong. But no roots, no connectedness, no covenant with any particular vision. So they just say, well, I'm kind of a multitasker. I multitask. Boy, it's awfully quiet now. We were laughing not a minute ago. I multitask on visions. I kind of like this one over here a little bit because of this and this and this. And I like the worship over here because it's da-da-da-ba-ba. And I like this speaker over here, ba-be-de-bo-bo-bo. And I listen online, ba-be-de-de-ba, and I get a little ba-da-ba-ba. Now, those things aren't bad. You can get from different streams. You can have your favorite speakers that speak into your life. Tremendous. I'm saying the blessing, the favor really comes with covenant. Otherwise, you can dance around to many gods too. Well, I'll get a little bit from this one, a little bit from that one. No, you covenant with one God. He has a desire for you to covenant with a tribe, not to bounce around all 12. But find your identity in the vision of one tribe. He'll show you which one. It doesn't have to be frontline. That's not the point here today. This might not be the place he plugs you in. Glory to God. I don't want you plugged in here if you're not supposed to be. It'll mess up the mix of the hand and the eye. We'll have like four eyes. And we don't need. We just need two. In hands. We only need two on the body. He knows exactly where you're supposed to be in covenant. He knows exactly who you're supposed to support. Be an armor bearer for some leader. Yeah. It's true. Look through the Bible. It's there. David had his mighty men. Jesus had his 12 disciples. They all had, you know, these tribes. Paul went from church to church because he was a leader, but he established leaders and told those leaders, go after those people, build them up, raise them up, and so on. So this screen that's Holy Spirit, leaders, those that care about your life, partner in with Holy Spirit. They might offer to you healing through Holy Spirit, deliverance, inner healing, all kinds of blessing that are part of the screen. And when these negative emotions, negative actions bump up against this screen, they actually can be filtered out. Every thought can be caught by Jesus, by Holy Spirit. And you'll be building God's kingdom, because the only thing that will come through on this side is something that will build God's kingdom. Philippians 4:8. Who can find it for me real quick? Read it out strongly after you raise your hand, so we don't have four readers at once. Okay, loudly.
And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise.
Okay, so all those things are captured thoughts. All that goodness comes through to build a kingdom after the thoughts are captured by Jesus. Who can read that 2 Corinthians 10:3-6 about our thoughts being captive? 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. Someone have that? Loudly after. Who has it? Yes, 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. Have to stand up, face them, and let it rip. Yes, sir. Devin. So every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. That's what's happening with Holy Spirit. He's catching all these negative thoughts, lying thoughts, actions that are impure. He's willing to catch those in our life and say, this isn't best. This isn't the way to go. That's why we constantly say, have you asked Holy Spirit? And people go, you say that all the time. We'll continue to say it all the time. It's the key. It'll purify actions, words, attitudes, anything. And the screen will work. And you'll build the kingdom of God rather than your own little kingdom. Yes.
And sometimes when you get that, it's hard because you have to give up something to overcome and have this. You have to give up, say you feel guilty about something, you have to give up the guilt to be able to not feel, to have no guilt, awesomeness, but to like.
So you're saying humility is the key. You have to be willing to give up anything that you wrap yourself around and say, no, I'm keeping this. I am keeping this, God. I'm keeping this. An addiction, a habit, besetting sins, anything in my life that I wrap myself around, not this. It's like when I go to the airport and they on the flight on the big jumbo jets, I have a very expensive guitar. And when I'm the one carrying it, which I'm not always the one carrying it, praise God. Someone carries it for me. But when I'm carrying it, if I go up and they want to put a little red tag on it and put it underneath the plane, sometimes I've actually wrapped myself around the guitar and said, this is so valuable, it needs to go on the plane. And I'm laughing, I'm joking, but I'm really kind of serious. Go ahead and unwrap my arms. I don't think you want to do that. They've called security at times. I admit. There's a certain place in Asia that they called security. And I smile at security when they come. And I said, this is a very valuable instrument. And I know you have room on the plane because I put it on the plane coming here. There's a closet on that plane that has my name on it. Well, not my name, the name of the guitar right on that closet. I know about your secret closet. Just take out your little extra uniform and put in my very valuable guitar. And they look at me like, I don't know, we won't let him anywhere near the pilot. But we'll let him take that crazy thing on the plane. And most of the time it works. But if you do that with things that are not valuable for your habit, I just do. It's too hard. It's too hard for Jesus to break this habit in my life. This addiction is too big. Hey, I've heard on the internet, it's very hard to break. So, It's got to be too big for Jesus. No, your Jesus over here is way too small. You don't know the Jesus that we're talking about in the real kingdom. You know, you look at these stools up here and they look, you know, that one's a little lower. Okay, that one's a little higher. That's made out of wood. Actually, this is like, right? Light, lightnings, thunders. When you get into this realm over here, this is a very imperfect picture of what's going on. But all these things Jesus can handle. We contend for all of them. Any kind of lack in your life. Well, I've been confused since I was 15. We say confusion, go. We'll pray for you for that to go. I've been afraid. I'm fidgety. I have this. I have that. I've always had it. My mom says I always will because grandma had it. And great grandma. And it comes through grandma. No, you don't have to keep that. It can be broken in the power of Jesus. That's what this place is all about. Allowing Jesus to be as big as he really is and let him break some of those things. Oh, but cancer, come on. Oh, cancer, bow in the name of Jesus. And we don't give up until it does. And we don't understand everything. We don't have to. There's no reason for us to understand everything. We'd be God. Let him understand it all. But what we don't understand, we just capture that thought and it comes through as worship, praise, trust for his goodness. I don't know how many people we talk to during a month's time, they struggle with God's goodness. They almost run from here and go over here and go, I don't know, he just doesn't seem good today. Today? There's no particular day God isn't good. Come on. There's no particular circumstance that he isn't good. You can't pick and choose. The same thing with trusting him. Well, I can trust him in most areas of my life, but there's this one. I'm not trusting God. He's not shown me in my timing. He's not moved his finger in my positive direction. I don't feel the vibes. He's got it covered. He's got your future covered. He wants to be over here embracing you, encouraging you in it. But you would rather stay over here and kind of complain to yourself about God, like he's not listening, like he doesn't know. At least David spoke it out. He spoke it out at the beginning of many Psalms. Oh God, this and that and the other, blah, 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 and you don't know, and then by the end of the Psalm, oh, worship, as the revelation floods in, no, he's good. He's with you. He loves you. He's with you. He loves you. His very heartbeat is telling you, I love you. I'm with you. Wherever you go, in every circumstance, there's nothing impossible for me. What does that mean? There's nothing impossible for him. But I've seen some things be impossible for God. No, you haven't. You've seen some things you don't understand. I've seen some things I don't understand. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't do the impossible. He's always good. So we need to transfer that through this screen of truth. Many things are lies over here and they bring about consequences. Lies are hugely powerful. Forget the little white thing. They're hugely powerful to take us down. One lie took down all of humanity. Did God say? Took down all of humanity in the garden. Eve. Because she believed a lie. And then Adam right with her. Humpty, then Dumpty. And God is so good, he wants to redeem all that. Some of us are still back in the garden. Woe is me. You know, the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. The world's so strong. I'm so little. I guess I'll just build my own little kingdom. I'm certainly not powerful enough to build his. You are on a very high horse. Your horse is trying to be higher than God. Oh my golly. Do you know how powerful you are? Dynamite. Because he gave you dynamite. Holy Spirit inside of you. That alone transforms you from little old me to mighty warrior in his kingdom. Let those terrible thoughts go through Holy Spirit's screen and they come out amazing destiny for you. Let it happen. Let it happen more and more. Now, some of you, as soon as I start talking about this over here, you go, yeah, that's me, oh man. And actually, you're over here and you're battling. And you want those things that, you know, that are from that old kingdom to go through the screen. You want to be over here receiving it. So don't put yourself over here unless you've been building your own little kingdom. And Holy Spirit says, right here is where you've been building it. Distraction, just allowing yourself to be distracted is enough to be building over here. Oh, I didn't hear what he said up there. I was distracted. Oh, I had a text come in. Got to take it. Could be something important. President Obama might need some advice. Better take this. Oh, better take this. Oh, this could be mom. I'm a little distracted. I didn't hear that. What did you say up there? I don't see. What? Huh? Didn't hear it. No, huh. I'm not taking responsibility for that. That's a killer. That's a killer. I show up to receive the word of God when I feel I'm really at my best or at least strong enough to handle it. What? That's not hungry. Hungry is not wanting to miss anything that God might be saying for truth in my life. Now, are we imperfect in it? Yes. So don't put yourself over here just because you're imperfect. Put yourself over here if it's your lifestyle that you are finding things to stop you from building his kingdom. You're wrapping yourself around certain things. You're not willing to give them up. Your doubts about God's goodness. Your doubts about trusting him. And you may be building some things over here. They need to go through the Holy Spirit truth screen. And your leaders, those that care about your life, shepherds, pastors, fathers in the Spirit, mothers in the Spirit that care about your life, they can partner with Holy Spirit and help you sort out some of those things. Well, I have these thoughts, I have those thoughts. They can sort it out. Oh, sounds like you're kind of over here, you know, building your own little kingdom. You need to run it through the screen. Let's get some healing. Let's get some deliverance. Let's see how big God is, not how small he is. And then when you start building his kingdom, you start sitting over here with him. He embraces you with his arms. You never can find a place where you feel more loved, more accepted. And he'll come in and adjust and correct and help. And leaders might be used for that too. I know people that pretty much just say, I'm going to just follow Holy Spirit. I don't need any big shot leaders. They're all imperfect anyway. So I will just follow Holy Spirit myself. In fact, when they find something wrong with a leader, they say, you know, just me and Holy Spirit. We can hold the screen ourselves. Put myself through the screen. Don't need anybody else. Nobody else to tell me. Why. No, he said we could hear from Holy Spirit, so I hear from Holy Spirit. So many of those people are building their own little kingdom over here. They're independent. They won't humble themselves. They won't submit to anyone. They've been hurt in church after church after church, and it's less and less of time that it takes to get them hurt. My thought is, if you find a father in your life, someone that's willing to care about your life, and it might be female, even though father sounds like a male, can be either gender, and they care about your life, and they want to see you reach your destiny and build God's kingdom, that you, at all costs, receive that for your life as a gift from God. Because God's not afraid of his leaders, no matter how imperfect they are. Have you noticed that as you've read the Bible? Peter, I will die for you. Before the cock, no! I will die for you. And all the rest of them went, me too, me too. I'll die for you. It didn't take but hours to have that declaration go down the tubes. Well, then how, I mean, that's me. I mean, that's me. I would do that. I'd be too afraid to speak up for Jesus if someone was going to haul me in. That's me. That's me. That was Peter without Holy Spirit in fullness. When he got Holy Spirit, he died, by tradition, died on a cross, crucified upside down because he didn't want to be crucified just like Jesus. See the transformation? Do you think Peter was building the kingdom after he received Holy Spirit? So part of this is baptism in the Holy Spirit. He needed it. You need it. I need it. All of us need it. Are you pressing in for it or are you afraid of it?
Oh, I've heard about that baptism in the Holy Spirit. It gives you so much power, your tongue kind of goes, blah, blah, blah. And then nobody can understand what you're saying. Oh, ooh, heebie-jeebies, heebie-jeebies.
I've been there, I've done that. And you know what? I'm into the sweetness. I've gone through the screen. I went through the screen. Woo! I found out, gosh, it's not scary. It's a gift, a loving gift. And it's not the ball game. It's not the end all. It's amazing, but it's not end all. It's just a gift to help us, empower us, strengthen us, remind us of our heavenly home. Do you think you're going to speak English in heaven? Uh-uh. You're not. Jesus spoke Hebrew and Aramaic. Now, he could have showed off, but he spoke Hebrew and Aramaic. So if you speak English, you're not going to understand Jesus, apparently. No, of course, it's a new home. It's a new place. You're going to have a new language. Why not start now? See, if you're afraid of the supernatural, you won't get much of it. I said, if you're afraid of the supernatural, you won't get much of it. You'll be a bystander going, I don't understand that. I'm not sure that's God. You know, how do you know if it's God? Fruit. Right? A good tree doesn't produce bad fruit. A bad tree doesn't produce good fruit. So if you're looking at a bad tree, let me go on hour after hour about what God has done to produce good fruit, lasting fruit. And I'm excited about it because I was a powerless Christian at one point in my life. I like this better. This is so much more fun. This is so much more fun. We are living in the best time of the church. Don't go back to Acts. Don't go back to the early fathers. This is the best time. Right now. And that's what scares some of you. Come on. What if this is the best time? And I'm not having a best time. In fact, I'm not even having a good time. Why am I not having a good time if this is supposed to be the best time? You know, you'll look at worship differently when you go through Holy Spirit's view of it. Well, I like when that worship leader leads. Because they do it the way I would do it if I was leading. I like their song selection. I like their spirit. Excuse me, you're looking at the wrong worship leader. Excuse me. Do you know my favorite worship leader? Up here. Whoever is up here, going against all the arrows, all the attacks, all the things that come against worship leaders, try to take them out, discourage them, make them feel like slime on a popsicle stick, comes against them as they come up here and lead us in worship. He's my favorite person. She's my favorite person leading worship. I know what they're going through. Truth is truth. Not going to back off from it. I can prove it. That we need to let them lead us to the worshiper that will take us higher. And it works when we do that. We just enter in. We forget about, you know, whether the person is older or the person is younger. And we just go with whatever worship is presented. And they might even miss a guitar chord. Or heavens to Betsy, sing flat. You know, there are churches this morning that got together, the worship team, 8:30, 9 o'clock. And you know what they were mostly working on? The mechanics. Got to have this smooth. No rough edges. I didn't fit in with that. I sometimes sang the wrong verse. Played not one or two chords wrong. Many. I got lost in worship and I forgot what song we were singing. I was supposed to be leading. And I've been called on it before. One time my heart burst and I sang a special 2 weeks in a row. The pastor came to me and gave me a lecture. I don't think you should be doing that anymore. But I was on fire. I mean, I couldn't help it. It just burst out of me. It wasn't about me. I don't think we should be doing that anymore. It puts you up front too much. Okay. Already. We won't. I listened. But now, you know, if someone catches fire up here and they go on and on and on a song, we let them go. We let them go. We let them go. Why do we do that? Sometimes they're singing the same phrase over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. What's wrong with them? Can't they move on to the next phrase? Maybe not. That's a good thing. They're meditating as they lead worship. That's such a good thing for us. We need to meditate on some of these things. The goodness of God. If they speak out the goodness of God 45,000 times, it wouldn't be enough. He's much gooder than that. Come on. It's true.
So much territory, so little time. And we have the most time of anyone. Okay, let's go to Luke 8, 4 through 8. You know, when I get wound up like this, new people don't come back. You should at least come three times. You should at least show up three times. Because the first time, it's just too much. The second time, you might be able to hear another speaker. Okay? The third time, Holy Spirit kicks in and there's no hope for you. So if you're new and you don't want Holy Spirit to kick in, so there's no hope for you, run after the first or second time. If you're here three times, he might capture your heart. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Okay, that was meddling. Luke 8. Luke 8, starting in verse 4. I'll get there. I'm in Matthew. I think I can navigate to Mark. Excuse me, Luke. See, there's three passages on this, so I wanted to choose one out of the three. I kept bouncing back and forth because they were all so good. Chapter 8, verse 4. Here we go. When a large cloud, not a cloud, a crowd. When a large crowd was coming together and those from the various cities were journeying to him, he spoke by way of a parable. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell beside the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air ate it up. Other seed fell on the rocky soil, and as soon as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it out. Other seed fell on the good soil and grew up and produced a crop 100 times as great. As he said these things, he would call out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And they questioned him about, why do you always use parables? You would think Jesus would want to make everything really clear. He said, no, I want to give parables to those that are chosen, those that are just general audience, and you're included in that general audience. But those that will receive the truth of it, they'll go forward into much more intimacy with me. Those that won't receive the truth of the parables, they'll back off. The idea is to draw near to God and he will draw near to you. If you're not going to draw near, if you're just going to listen, there are many people that just listen and then they give their opinions. Well, you know, you hear them on the internet. There was a sportscaster giving an opinion on why Tebow didn't go speak at a particular church. And he threw out Old Testament passages. This is a sportscaster. Threw out Old Testament passages and so on and had a nice little neat little article about why Tebow didn't go to this particular church. Everybody's got an opinion about the Old Testament, the New Testament, whether they understand it or not. They got an opinion. And they think it matches up many times with God's opinion. Holy Spirit's opinion. They're without Holy Spirit, but they don't check with Holy Spirit. My opinion is what rules over here. My thoughts, what I think about Scripture. I once had an original thought about Scripture, and I'm hanging on to it. Well, you might have more than one if you go. Anyway,
So he explained why he did things in parables. And then in verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those beside the road are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart so that they will not believe and be saved. In the other two gospels, it says the evil one. It says Satan, just in case you didn't know who stole the seed. That's this person. The seed is thrown out there to them. It's stolen by the enemy and they let him do it. Kingdom of darkness. They submit themselves to the Lord of darkness. Over here. It's right there. It's one of the soils. Just kind of bounces off of them. They don't receive it. They don't want it. Your opinions are important. Sounded like, anyway. Those on the rocky soil are those when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no firm root. They believe for a while, and in the time of temptation, fall away. But while you're on Facebook, just check out what they say about God. They receive it for a little while over here. Ooh, yeah. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Then temptation comes. Boy, that's a hot guy. I think I'll go live with him. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus on Facebook, and they're living with someone. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And they're on drugs. Jesus. Back pocket Jesus. Pull you out when I need you. This is no roots. They hear, receive the word with joy. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Have no firm root. Living with boyfriends, girlfriends, saying Jesus is their best buddy. Living homosexual, bisexual lifestyle, saying they just want acceptance and Jesus is their best buddy. Living in an addictive spirit. Jesus is my best buddy. Living the tumbleweed Christian life. Flitting here, flitting there. No covenant with leadership, bodies of Christ, bodies of believers. And Jesus is their best buddy. Jesus is not your best buddy unless he's also Lord and King. Your ultimate in-the-face friend. Who is willingly wounded for you and wounds you faithfully for your best, your benefit. This person doesn't want to throw these lifestyles or thoughts or lies up against the screen of Holy Spirit and actually ask Holy Spirit because they know the answer many times. I would have to move out from that great guy, that great girl. And actually have to live for Jesus rather than just talk the cheap talk over here. So please be careful what you like on Facebook. If you don't know how that person's living and they sound astounding and you haven't seen them for a while, please don't just throw a like on there. It just encourages them with their deception. Happy about this, really. I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to help the person lost in deception. What if they didn't get any likes on something they put out there? Jesus is my buddy. He should be your buddy too. Well, maybe you ought to move out from your real buddy. Maybe you ought to quit stepping into the homosexual lifestyle and say, please accept me. Jesus does. He does. He loves you completely, but he wants you to end that lifestyle. He does. It's not best for you. Not just because he's a hard guy, It is not his design. You're going against the designer's design. Not any of you. Just, you know, talking. But anything that we wrap ourselves around, Jesus is still my buddy. They know the lingo. They've been around some of the radical Christians. They know the radical lingo. And they've got some of the best pictures of Jesus as the lion. Excuse me, he is the lion of Judah. But to know him as the lion, he actually roars against certain things in love to help rescue you. Rescue this person. Rescue anyone that's willing. But you can't go around the screen to get to the kingdom of God. You can't the screen. I was going to do that, but you can't go under the screen. You have to go through the screen of Holy Spirit. If you're not willing, okay, we accept that. But tell people you're not willing. Don't say, Jesus is my buddy. Please accept my lifestyle if you know about it. One of the phrases on the page talks about hypocrite. Wow. You know we're all hypocrites being healed? Every last one of us. We know that. But there are some that are making it such a lifestyle to be a hypocrite. They're doing things they know God does not approve of whatsoever. But they're acting like I'm a revivalist. It's time to purify the revival community. And we can't do it. Holy Spirit has to. As we just believe he's the purifier. And lead people right to the throne of grace. Where they can receive mercy in their time of need. This is a time of need. If the person is expounding one thing. And they won't go through the screen to see if it's really. And they know already. It's not what God wants, so I won't go up against the screen. I won't invite Holy Spirit in. I'll say I have. Oh, what do you think, my friend? And the friend befriends them, and they have more friends, and they only go to certain friends. They don't show up at my doorstep. Pastor Mary Pat's doorstep. Many of our leaders, they won't show up at their doorstep. Why? Because we would tell them, look, let's be honest. Let's be real. You're not a kingdom Christian yet. Let us pray for you. Let us show you how big God is. Let's go through the screen. I need to go through again. I'll go with you. Let's strain out the stuff in me while we're straining it out in you. How about that? So some of you, honestly, give your encouragement, give your exhortation and so on, but mention to them, oh, by the way, have you been by to see anyone in leadership? Since you have such concerns, since you don't even want to be on fire anymore, ask. Ask to see if they might go that direction. They're avoiding those leaders in their life. And they might not even, you know, be in this body. And they're avoiding their own leaders. Where they go. Okay. The seed which fell among the thorns. These are the ones who have heard. And as they go on their way, they are choked with the worries and riches and pleasures of this life. And bring no fruit to maturity. Again, where does that soil belong? The thorns soil. Where does that one belong? You can point. I know you're good. Okay, I see some pointing. Be correct. You know, at least in our illustration here. The first one was the hard soil over there. Then there's the kind of the loose soil. In one translation, it said the soil without moisture. That would be over here. Quickly spring up. Woo-hoo! Sun comes out, dries up the ground. They don't have any roots, so they shrivel. But they might still be speaking it. And then this one, all that stuff comes to choke. How many have felt that choke? Come on. All of us have felt that choke. Why do some press through and some back off? Yeah. You need Holy Spirit power to press through. You can't do it on your own. If you think you have enough power, if I think I have enough power, oh, I'm committed. I sound just like Peter. Without the power. And you'd be right. Unless I see the nail prints in his hand and the stab in his side, I won't believe. Phew. I believe. I believe. My Lord, my God. Woo! Woo! He's so gracious. Even when we're big shots over here, sitting on our own little throne, he'll come to us. He'll put his arms out to us. He can't wait for the prodigal to come home. Come home, come home. He's cheering for us to come home, get off our own little throne, and come over here and go through Holy Spirit to his throne and build his kingdom. He's cheering us on. It's not like he's going, well, forget that. If you don't care about me, I don't care about you. Wheat and tares, they get to grow up together. Isn't that amazing? You know, he can divide soul and spirit, but he won't divide wheat and tares until the harvest. That means some of the tares can be transformed into wheat. There's hope. There's hope for the disposition. Always. Simon in Acts wanted to buy what they were doing. He saw some Holy Spirit power. I'd be willing to purchase that. Do you have that in a bottle or a package? Be happy to purchase that. What's the price? What's the price? And then when they rebuked him, he got it. Okay, I didn't know. He was willing to go through Holy Spirit. Simon the sorcerer. Willing to go through Holy Spirit and be corrected. We'll take some Simon the sorcerers that want to be corrected. Some of you have put yourself out there, and I don't know how many times you've said, go ahead, hit me. I need it. We hit you with the truth of God so much that I think you're going to crumble, and you go, thank you, I needed that. I wanted that. I see now. Revelation has come. I'm a different person. I now am willing. I've passed through Holy Spirit's screen in that area of my life, and I believe I'm building the kingdom. Wow. I thought you were going to run, and you took it right between the eyes. Some major things. And you were willing to receive it. Whoa, it's no wonder you're the children of God. That's a child. They're resilient. They come back. They get a spanking. Whack, whack.
That hurt. That hurt. That.
Hey, do you have some ice cream, Dad? Wait a minute. I just paddled you. I know. That's over. How about some ice cream? Want to go throw the football in the yard? It's no wonder he calls us children. They're so willing to forgive. They deserved, you know, to get the strike. They're willing to forgive it and join into closer fellowship. Yeah, I needed that. I mean, how many have looked back at our past and at the time it was like, boy, that discipline. Oh, man, my dad, he's all, my mom. My mom once... couldn't find a paddle, so she took a piece of wood off a wood pile. She could barely lift it, but somehow she put it on my backside. Wow. Mom, where'd you get that adrenaline going? I don't think I ever want to do that again. My dad once took a piece out of a broken piano that was out in our yard. Why it was there, I don't know. But I made sure that piano was broken into every little piece afterwards, because he took a piece of the piano and hit me on the backside. Now, when that was happening, you know, if the social services today, oh my gosh, that's abuse. Well, okay, that was a different time. And I'm still in one piece, and I don't have this hate for my parents. I've probably told you too much. Okay, anyway. He also used a razor strap, and some of you have no idea what a strap like that looks like or what it's used for. But, and the thing was, he always hit me on the cushions. He never, never hit me anywhere else. I always knew where he was going to hit, and I always knew why. When my brother and myself set the field on fire, I knew why. I knew why we were being punished. But the point is, I still wanted my dad to play football in the yard. Hit apples with us, you know, because we didn't have any baseballs. It's not that we didn't. We hit them somewhere we couldn't find them. I wanted relationship with him. And as I look back on that time, I think, it's amazing I didn't get more. I should have got a whooping the time that I stole mail out of the mailboxes and switched them around and threw them out in the dirt. I should have gotten punished for that. There were times I should have really gotten punished. And I escaped. I look back and think, you know, that was good for me. It's good for me. And my parents both, by God's grace, I was able to lead them to the Lord. Oh man, talk about anything that you would love. Wow. And I wasn't one of those kind of people that I prayed for them every day for 25 years. No, I didn't. I failed on that regard. God still graciously saved them. Wow. And I admire those that can pray every day for someone for 25 years. I don't seem to be one of those people. But man, the cry that he hears, wow, awesome. Okay, where was I? My iPad went off. Can't trust anything anymore. So we've got two soils over here. And then you have finally, you know, one soil over here. Finally, you have the seed which fell among the thorns. No, we already did that. But the seed in the good soil, verse 15. These are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance. These are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart, with an honest and good heart, in an honest and good heart. Hold it fast, bear fruit with perseverance. How do you know if you're building God's kingdom? Do you have any fruit? Point to any fruit. Look, it can be Holy Spirit fruit. Joy. Peace. Patience. Gentleness. Self-control. Things in the Spirit that are fruit. You notice, wow, I'm different than I was last year. How did that happen? You actually put some things through Holy Spirit, and letting him empower you, and wow, things changed inside of you. That's fruit. That's how you know you're a good soil. If you're still not seeing a lot of that, you're the best gossip that you know of, just not everyone else knows it, Okay, and you pride yourself in that? I know all the skinny on those people. You may be building your own little kingdom. The other fruit is people. Can you point to people that you've encouraged, that you've prayed for, lifted up, healing, deliverance, raise someone from the dead, watch a demon fly out of someone? You say, those things don't happen. They are in our day. I told you, it's the best time to live. Say, I don't believe you. I don't care. When I see a healing, when I see a deliverance, when I see someone transformed by the Spirit of God, by this kingdom that's so powerful within a person that it can just take out anything that doesn't have anything to do with this kingdom, like sickness. If you're in the kingdom of God, wow, we go against that stuff. We go after it. We don't just accept it. Well, the doctor says this is something that will last for life. Really? Wait till it bows to the knee of Jesus. Wait till it bows to the mighty knee of Jesus. And if we haven't seen this one bow yet, it will. It will, and there'll be lots of them start being healed. Amazing things are happening across the earth and in the United States. When people say, I don't know why it just happens over there, I tell them, not anymore. It's happening here in the United States. Amazing healings, amazing deliverances right here. There have been people in this house that have shook under some other power. And God is helping them. God is coming and releasing them from these things that have clutched on to the inside of them that are demonic in nature. I'm sorry, it's happening. It happened in my kitchen, for heaven's sakes. That's close to home. So, can you point to any fruit? Then you're probably building the kingdom of God. Do you care about the fruit? You're building the kingdom of God. Do you want some of this stuff sifted out that maybe you have certain parts of you that are building a little kingdom over here, or certain areas you're building a little kingdom, and you want those completely taken out of your life through surrender and repentance? You're probably right over here in his arms, along with the rest of us. Don't think that each one of us doesn't have more things that need to go through Holy Spirit. Every last one of us do. What's your heart? Which kingdom are you building? Which kingdom are you wanting to be loyal to? But you can't without the power of the Holy Spirit. If you're afraid of the Holy Spirit, or my golly, you might shake if something Holy Spirit. I've seen people shake. I've seen people go down. Why wouldn't they? Come on. Otherwise, there's no power. Wouldn't that make sense? If the power is really dynamite, does the building just sit there when the dynamite explodes inside of it? It just sits there. Oh, boy, that felt good. I didn't even shake. I'm a pretty strong building. Phew! No, the building explodes. Is it any wonder that some people explode? We've had people just throw themselves backwards into the pews. Do you think we did something to them? You know, we came up and gave them one of those little buzzers in the hands that they had years ago, you know. And they go, wow, over there, yeah, hey, Holy Spirit power. No, he's got to do that. We're relying on him to do what he wants to do. And some of us, it'll be totally in our heart, and there'll be an explosion there. With others of us, man, you don't want to be the catcher. Some of these people are flip-floppers. They're all over the place. And you can't catch them. But wouldn't that make sense if he's truly powerful? Of course it does. It's like being struck by lightning. You're not just going to stand there and nothing happen. Even at salvation, something amazing happened. Some of you cried. Some of you shook. Some of you felt the presence of God come in an amazing way. Others, it was almost as if you just stepped into a whole new world. It's going to be individual for each one of us, but powerful in every case so that you can point to that time and say, that's when I received Jesus. If you're not sure, then you may not have received him. You might just be believing kind of, oh, wow, this looks good. And you don't, you know, feel any particular power inside of you operating. When I say feel, that could come in many different ways. Then, man, I'd be bending my knee because there's got to be a powerful transformation. There's got to be some fruit happening of some kind. His tree must produce fruit. His vine must produce fruit. He came along to a fig tree out of season. Oh, you don't have any fruit. And it withered. Wait, out of season? Out of season. What's that say to you? You produce fruit all seasons. You have no season for producing fruit. It's all the time because he's that powerful in us. Yes? Are you convinced? Of course. Well, what if I have a down day? Don't have one. At least don't let it last all day. That's way too long. Come on. If he's that powerful, you say, oh, Holy Spirit, help me here. I'm kind of down. I'm kind of out. I'm fearing. Fear has clutched my heart, God. I cast off fear off myself. And Holy Spirit goes, woo, that's my boy. That's my girl. Yeah. Get rid of that old fear. Because it's going to paralyze you. It's going to paralyze you. Fear paralyzes us, numbs us. He loves it when we agree with what Holy Spirit wants to do. You think Holy Spirit wants you to keep your fears? Absolutely not. Look up phobia on the internet sometime. You know how many phobias there are? There are as many phobias as there is stuff on the earth. People are afraid of spiders. Certain fabrics, certain foods. I mean, can you imagine having a phobia to a great, big, juicy pineapple? That'd be terrible. Simply terrible. But people have a phobia for everything. What's that tell us? Fear debilitates us. It just comes in, wants to rip us up. So that's a big one. And we could hang on to those fears. Well, my mother was a worry wart, and so am I. You don't have to be a worry wart. Let's get your warts removed right now in Jesus' name. So the choice for you is obvious. You don't want to be that soil, you don't want to be those soils, you want to be this soil. Good soil, receiving all that he has for you through Holy Spirit's power, not your own. And you will produce fruit. You can't help it. It just busts out of you. You are fruity. Every last one of you is fruity. And I know the Kingdom Health class teachers will love that. Fruity. Fruity, you're a bunch of Fruit Loops for Jesus. Because he can't wait to produce that fruit inside of you and have it come out like living water coming out of you. Isn't that great? He puts living water in and it comes out. It can't stay in there. It has to come out and splash on other people all over the place, all over the city. And some of you have seen that and you go, but keep that going. Keep that testimony going. Don't forget about those wonderful things he's done. They're supposed to encourage you and anyone else that you come in contact with. He's done great things for you. Part of your humility to him is remembering those. What did they do in the desert?
I forgot. Let's see. He's bringing in train loads of manna out of the sky every day. Train loads. I'm not kidding.
There were millions of people out there. Train loads of manna falling out of the sky. And the birds, they fly in. They croak over right at their feet. Train loads of those guys flying in every day. Every day, a banquet that he's bringing out of the sky, just falling everywhere. And they go, oh, I forgot. I forgot. 40 years, I forgot. I forgot that I don't even need to go to Payless. My shoes aren't wearing out. I forgot. I forgot. That was their whole existence for 40 years. Any reason why you think they wandered? I forgot his goodness. I forgot. I forgot. We can do that. And we just kind of wander around and somebody has to remind us. God's good. Oh, yeah, that's right. He did like 45,000 things for me last week. Why did I forget all those? Why are you such an encouragement to me, brother, sister? You know, we're just going around reminding one another of God's goodness. That's our job. We have meetings to remind you of God's goodness. We have worship to remind you of God's goodness. That's what this is all about. Just, you know, wow, he's good. Man, he's good. I love being in his kingdom. I don't want to be in my own little kingdom. That was a bad deal over there. Woo, this is where the action is. This is where things are happening. People are getting healed, delivered, saved. Wow, this is fun. No more the one-third Jesus. Jesus is only concerned about salvation, that healing and deliverance he only did way back then. Really? You're kidding me. You are kidding me. Jesus decided to be one-third of himself in our day and age? No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He wanted to be the full Jesus inside of us so we can do greater works than he did. Wow. What a privilege. What a joy to be in this kingdom. And we have all the helper we need. You are never without his presence and his help if you want it. Now, you can put a hand in the face. Holy Spirit, thanks, I'll take it from here. You know, after all, I've been a Christian for 40 years. I can probably tell you a thing or two, Holy Spirit. 40 years, come on. They wandered around the desert for 40 years. Why did they do that, Bill? Because they wouldn't surrender to you and your plan. And what are you doing, Bill? I'm relying on my own experience and power and my own plan. God, forgive me, please. You know, and he embraces us when we get the revelation. He just quickly embraces us. It's not like jump through this hoop. Hey, jump through this one. Hey, jump a little higher. Woo! As soon as we make that move, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. You know, you just start to lean and he's there. just lean a little bit. You don't have to go, oh, draw near to God. He's so far away. He's hard. He's unreachable. I can't even contact. Draw near to him. He's right there. His presence just rises up inside of us. He's been waiting for it. He's anticipating it. He's excited about it. But sometimes I'm dirty when I come back. He loves to embrace us with the mud stain still on us. And then he puts us through the tide right there. He can wash us clean. He already took care of the whole laundry at the cross. He washed all your dirty laundry at the clock, at the cross. You dirty it up again, and he goes, well, here you go. Here's that same outfit, but it's clean. He'll give you wedding clothes for the wedding feast at any moment. And you can be seated right next to him. If you go to the end of the table, he calls you closer. Come, you're too far away. You're my child. I love you. But Lord, I was over here building my own kingdom. But you were willing to come and you came through Holy Spirit. And the good stuff came through the screen. Come on, you come closer. He loves that. That's his heart. So let's end, because otherwise I determined that this would be shorter than last week because it's chapter 2. James 4, 6 through 10. But he gives a greater grace. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Which soil do you want to be? If you know that you've been overwhelmed under the pile, you know that you've backed off, you've backed away, he just says, humble yourself, submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. And all of that joy being turned to gloom will turn back to joy. It shouldn't stay gloom. For centuries, people wanted to turn their joy into gloom and then hang on to the gloom because they thought that was true humility. It was never supposed to stay gloom. We were never supposed to stay under this constant feeling of being condemned. We were supposed to let it rise up in joy again because he says, rejoice always. So certainly feel the pain of not pleasing him, but don't let it last very long. Put your face up to him and rejoice because he's already made up all the difference. He's already taken care of it at the cross. You can't do anything that he didn't die for. You can't go anywhere away from him and not be restored because he already took care of it at the cross. It was settled. Your debt was paid completely. You just have an opportunity to live it out, to enjoy it, everything that he's done. He can't wait to have you enjoying it. Wow. That's an awesome God. Father, we thank you, Lord, you're such a good God. And in our surrender to you, Lord, in our repentance, and Father, part of that meaning of repentance is radical life change. You say you'll bring times of refreshing to us, joy, after our mourning. We're just frivolously letting time go by and we're not building your kingdom. We're just building our own little kingdom. We are to mourn. We are to come before you and admit it. Humble ourselves before you. But that then turns to joy. Thank you, God. Because we can't be in your presence and not be in joy. Because that's just religion. You want us like children, singing without a reason, other than your goodness. Dancing with no particular purpose other than your goodness. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, you're that good to us. You're that loving of us. You're that embracing of us. Father, today we declare, I will surrender to your kingdom. I will surrender to your great kingdom. I will surrender to your mighty kingdom. I declare it from my lips. By the power of Holy Spirit, I will surrender to your kingdom in every area of my life. Those areas of my life that I've embraced as idols, I surrender those idols so they can be broken down, because you love to tear down the works of the enemy. That's a work of the enemy in my life, and I've allowed it. Tear it down. Tear it down. Tear it down, Lord, and bring the fruit of my life of freedom, true freedom, by the power of your Holy Spirit, not by the power of me making an oath, not by the power of my decision, but an empowered decision by Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. I lift myself before you as your son, your daughter. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the praise. Let's stand. If it is the desire of your heart, you make that declaration before him. I surrender to your kingdom. You make that declaration out loud to him. I surrender, Lord, to your kingdom willingly. I surrender more to your kingdom. I surrendered some, but I surrender more. I surrender more. I surrender more to your kingdom. I repent, Lord, of where I've kept my own private little area, own kingdom, where I've kept my own private fears, where I've kept my own private lies. I surrender, Lord. I repent, God. I want a radical life change. I declare it to you today, since you're the one that can make it happen. I partner with your power through Holy Spirit to allow it to happen. I surrender to you, Lord. I repent. I want your refreshing. I want your new joy. I want your new empowering in my life. No more weak Christian. Real, radical, revolutionary Christians that are rebellious against the enemy, rebellious against the world, rebellious against the flesh. I don't want to love the world anymore. It's fruitless. I want the real fruit of the kingdom. Peace and joy and love and self-control. I want the real fruit of seeing lives affected by the kingdom of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. I submit myself to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I submit myself to the unknown journey with you, Lord. I submit in joy, not knowing where you'll take me, not knowing what you'll do with my life. But I surrender. I surrender. I surrender to you, Lord. You're worthy. You're more than worthy of my life. You designed me just like I am, but you want me to be more in Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I submit myself to that, Lord. Yes, Lord. I agree, Lord. I agree with you, Lord. I want to build your kingdom, not my own little kingdom. Thank you, God. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Thank you, Jesus.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love.
perfect love.
I know
love.
That many in here have come from backgrounds where fear has been the mainstay in the family home. Ooh, but it hasn't looked like that.
Perfect love.
You may have felt different things, but we justify thinking it's okay.
Thank
as Pastor Bill
you.
Was saying, I love my parents,
thank
which he
you,
did.
Lord.
But it's not okay to abuse children. And the discipline of the Lord is a whole different
thank
thing.
You.
Because
thank
there is
you,
no fear Lord. In love. And fear involves punishment. Correction and
thank
love
you.
And discipline, holy
thank
discipline,
you,
not based on fear, Lord. Is the heart of the King. I believe the Lord's surfacing
thank
that right
you.
Now in some because it's hard to step
thank
in
you,
and say, I want to trust you fully when those things are swimming around inside. Because some of us have had patterns developed on the inside that we don't want to repeat in this life. And in order to step in and do that, with the kingdom of God backing us up, the Lord encourages us to be able to say, Lord, I need you to remove anything that has felt it has a right to stay in me because of the maybe unintentioned communication or connection with influential people in my past.
You are glorious.
As a child, when things go on and we're and parents or loved ones are trying to move us in a way of good behavior, good things can come out of that, but it doesn't make it right. God will take something that isn't a good thing, and as we surrender to Him, He'll turn it around. It's very important, and I just want to encourage you to come, because I know this is touching some of you. I felt it in my spirit when Pastor Bill was speaking.
Thank you.
About what he went through and various trials and such as a little boy, even though he was doing wrong or out of order in a sense, burning down fields and things. It's not the kingdom of God. So God does correct us, but he wants us to use kingdom hearts and kingdom ways to do that. So I praise God that he's teaching us in this season how to love. And he's teaching us what it looks like. You may not know exactly what's stirring inside of you, but if there's something that just is rising up right now, it doesn't mean you don't love people in your past or even in your present. It means the Lord wants to touch you and bring a measure of healing into your own heart so that you can embrace the fullness of that surrender. You can even without that, but this is part of it. We can surrender no matter what's going on in our life because He's worthy. But He also is our healer. And He's calling us to come. Come in that surrender. He's safe and He's trustworthy. If that's you, and it probably is if you're feeling any stirring at all, just come forward. It's like Lord wants to just bless you and increase you and encourage you. Because there's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. Come on. Come on down. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And can you join me down here? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Any kind of feeling that's stirring right now, it's like, I don't know why. I don't even know what it is. Dan, can you help me? But the Lord says, I want to touch you with the Father's heart. I want to touch you with the Father's love. Yeah. Yeah. So Ann and Deanne, can you pray for these folks? Father, we just thank you right now that you're moving here to settle some things in hearts or begin a process that was very very much on your heart, even as children were so little in here long ago, maybe for some. Just come. Don't be shy. Just come. Lord is stirring us up right now. Stirring us up. Yeah. He says, it's for that I set you free. It's for that I set you free. And maybe it wasn't a strap, a razor strap. Maybe it wasn't a chunk of wood or whatever else. But maybe there was a sharp tongue or the sharp word or that disappointing look like you've let me down again. Come on. Even those who've been here a long time, there's an extra grace today for what God is saying. It's not good enough, guys, to just say, well, I won't do that to my kids. No, no, no. You need the help and the freedom and the power of the Holy Spirit. Because God's going to do something for you. Yeah. Just join us right now. This is the surrender when you say, I need you. Darlene, can you come and help me, please? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you're so good. You're so good.
Yes, you're good.
You are so kind, Lord.
You're kind, Lord.
You're gentle, oh God.
You're gentle, Lord.
Your power is great. Your power is transforming. And Lord, there may have been things that weren't perfect in our childhood, and we do want to live a different life. But Lord, there may be some fears inside that we don't even recognize, but we know that we're being stirred by this message and stirred by what is intended by God to become good for you. Genesis chapter 50 says, when Joseph was speaking about all that had gone on in his life, he said, what the enemy intended for evil, you intended for good. This is the good. No matter what's gone on in our background, no matter what's gone on in our life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. And for those who have felt that any part of their life was touched today by this message, any part, just come and join us. Come up here. Maybe even some of the people who are praying. And that's great, because the Lord is intending to touch us. The Lord says, I want us all to go deeper to be able to receive that loving fire of the Lord. Just make room, guys. Move over to the side, if you would. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Cynthia, are you able to join me up here? Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
According to the grace of God,
yes,
it was
Lord.
Given to me like a wise master builder.
Yes,
I
Lord.
I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident. For the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work, which has built on it, remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you thinks that he is wise in this age, he must become foolish so that he may become wise.
Yes,
for the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God. For it is written, he is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the reasonings of the wise, that they are useless. So then, let no one boast in men, for all things belong to you. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all things belong to you. And you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God.
Yes,
Lord. Holy Spirit, just keep coming and touching people where they need to be touched right now. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your gentleness, Lord. Thank you for your kindness and gentleness, Lord. Holy Spirit, just keep moving right now. Just keep moving right now. So many people are being stirred up, Lord, by the past and thinking about what's going on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just keep coming. Fall right now, Holy Spirit, on each one. Each one, Lord. Each one who's desiring more of your presence. Unlock the hearts. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Keep coming. Keep coming. Thank you for your gentleness. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, the Lord's showing you some people that have not treated you in a kingdom way. He's showing that to you right now. Maybe just a thought, maybe a picture, maybe a name or a face. And I just really believe that he's saying, you think you have forgiven them because you want to love. But there's a depth of forgiveness that the Lord says, surrender to me now. Surrender to me now. Surrender to me now. Holy Spirit, just keep falling on every person. Every person who's had a harsh word that overwhelmed, or a harsh act that overwhelmed them. Forgive the people. It does not tolerate the sin, but it releases another depth. You may have to do that over and over again. But the Lord says, I'm the one, I'm the healer not and the deliverer, not you. But that doesn't mean that we accept. That doesn't mean that we run and everything's okay. We can have ties with people that are unhealthy in the kingdom because our need is so great for acceptance. Our need is so great for the approval of those who are designed by God to give kingdom love, but they weren't capable of it. So rather than run, we have more of a connection, but it's unhealthy. It's from not from the Lord. So what we want to do is break the unhealthy connections.
We receive from your presence.
Unhealthy connections, and the Lord's going to show you where they are. It might be in control. It might be in manipulation. It might even be in the same addictive or abusive spirit. Or the reasoning in the mind. Many different things. So as that person comes to your mind, or people come to your mind, Holy Spirit, right now, just go in deep and give him permission to sever unhealthy ties. And you may not know what they are, but he will show you after today, because there are many, because that's the design of the enemy, to keep us tied emotionally, spiritually. Sometimes even physically.
Bring us freedom.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rachel, can you come up? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Keep coming. Father, just break off the unhealthy soul ties with the people that you're showing the others. Rachel? Yeah. Just break them off. Give him permission. Give him permission. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just break off those unhealthy soul ties in the spirit. I sever them with the blood of Jesus. I sever them. They may be your own parents. You may be drawn Because there's a connection that's unhealthy, and you call it love, but there's unhealthiness connected to it. It doesn't mean you throw away your parents, but you want to be free of the same fear and control that may still reside in them. And the Lord wants to break it in the spirit. This is a spiritual thing. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Keep coming, Holy Spirit. Keep coming, Holy Spirit. Keep coming.
Whether then you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Whether then you eat or drink,
thank you, Jesus.
Or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
Thank you, Jesus. You know that unsettled feeling that you were having during the message at different times? It's for the purpose, for this purpose right now. For this purpose, God is saying, I'm touching you in the depths of your heart that you can't see. Oh, keep coming, Holy Spirit.
Why do you call me Lord, you, Lord. Lord, and do not do
you,
what
Holy
I
Spirit.
Say? Everyone
you,
who comes
Spirit.
To me and hears my words and acts
you,
on
Holy
them,
Spirit.
I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house
you, Holy
who
Spirit.
Dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And
thank
when
you,
the
Holy
flood
Spirit.
Occurred, the torrent burst against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation, and the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, oh,
Father, just release your heart of love. Release your love in this place. Release your love in a greater capacity and measure. Come, Holy Spirit, just come. Keep coming, Holy Spirit. Keep coming. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Keep coming.
Yes, we want you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, we draw near.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bring your anointing. Increase your anointing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
Yes, Lord.
The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. There may have been some confusion when I talked about my parents. Maybe the point needs to be made that once I became a believer, I was able to forgive them for their excesses in my discipline because I knew of a gentle father.
Amen.
I met the gentle one who was able to discipline me and correct me with grace and mercy and love and kindness because the kindness of God drew me to repentance. And so I could forgive my parents. And if I made too much light of the way that they showed their excesses, and you have that background of hurt and pain from a parent that did many more excesses, these were exceptions with my parents. These were exceptions.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Where they came to anger because they did not know Holy Spirit. They had no self-control. When I would do something as a boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
But he gave me the forgiveness to forgive anything in them that was lacking because he had filled me up so much with abundance. You can forgive that one. You can forgive your parents. You can forgive that uncle, that aunt, that teacher, that boss. You can forgive your friend that failed you. You can forgive anyone by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let him heal that up in you. Don't wrap yourself around that hurt. Don't wrap yourself around that lack. Don't be imprisoned by it. Be freed by the power of the Holy Spirit to forgive and cover over all the excesses of the past, all the wrongs of the past, with His love, the same love that He lavishes on you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
You can lavish it on that person.
Thank you, Lord.
And forgive them. You can be free from your past. You can be free from any prison. Thank you, Lord.
If you say you have forgiven and you're still struggling, then there are depths of forgiveness you don't understand. And maybe you need to say, Lord, I receive your forgiveness for me. I receive everything that you've done for me at the cross. And I choose to embrace and fully embrace the forgiveness that you've given me. And that forgiveness looses you from any kind of addiction, from any kind of control, from any kind of fear. When we step into that which Jesus has purchased, it takes us into a new place. If we go up and down, back and forth, God says that there's something working against what I have given you. Yeah. And it may involve an aspect of forgiveness. There may be fear that's rooted in you. There may be anger that's rooted in you. That just because you're calm right now, it just erupts when you don't even want to. You do the things that you don't want to do. And you keep doing them. The Lord says, Holy Spirit is here to pull this root up. Come up if that's you. Come up if that's you. It's a word from the Lord. Shakarabasa. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Sorrow by my
Thank you, Lord.
I do not regret it.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Though I did regret it, for I see that the letter caused you sorrow, though only for a while. I now rejoice, not that you were made sorrowful, but that you were made sorrowful to the point of repentance.
Thank you, Jesus.
For you were made sorrowful according to the will of God, so that you might not suffer loss in anything through us. For the sorrow that is according to the will of God produces a repentance without regret, leading to salvation. But the sorrow of the world produces death.
Yes, Lord.
For behold, what earnestness this very thing, this godly sorrow, has produced in you. What vindication of yourselves, indignation, what fear, what longing, what zeal, what avenging of wrong. In everything, you demonstrated yourselves to be innocent in the matter.
Thank you, Jesus.
So although I wrote to you, it was not for the sake of the offender nor the sake of the one offended, but that your earnestness on our behalf might be made known to you in the sight of God. For this reason, we have been comforted.
Oh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. No. Thank you.
Yeah, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I bless what you're doing right now. And I thank you, Lord, that you're taking us into a place in our own hearts, Lord, where we're allowing you to really go below what's been pulled up before, to go deeper in those places, that you are here not just to set us free, but to equip us to free others.
Yeah.
Let this be a moment.
Free us, Lord, more and more and more.
Let this be a moment where Holy Spirit is permitted to just have His way right now. Right now. Right now. Holy Spirit, just
Father,
keep coming.
His great heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is to love. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders. And all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, you are holy. Oh, so holy. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Who was, who is to come, who is to come? Come closer, Lord, come and take me, Lord, into your presence, into your throne room, so I can encounter your presence more and more and more and more, Lord, more of you, Lord. I can encounter you, draw to you, embrace you, Lord, embrace you, Father. Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Holy One, Holy One, Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Holy One, Holy One.
Thank you, sweet. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when the Holy Spirit moves like this, and we listen to him and cooperate with him, many things can change. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Healed.
Yes, Lord.
Delivered. Baptized. Persecuted. Transformed, surrendered, committed, covenanting, released, equipped, consecrated, risking, rejoicing, receiving, believing, soaring, building, evangelizing, sacrificing, forgiving,
yes, Lord,
changing, living, dying, fasting, praying, soaking,
yes, Lord,
following,
yeah,
delivering, healing, exhorting, encouraging, edifying.
There's a new stirring today. Just receive. You may be asking yourself, what do I need to do? Nothing. Just receive right now.
Just receive.
You may have a lot of thoughts after today. You may even have different times where crying. But what is that? It's a process right now where the Lord is setting us free from that which has hindered us.
God doesn't want anything in our in his way, in your way, and his way. Yeah. So, Lord, we just declare your glory is in this house. We just declare your goodness is in this house. We declare your love is in this house. We declare your peace reigns in this place. We declare, oh Jesus, that you're coming again. And Lord, you desire to touch us at the deepest places because of love. And we will then go and share your message everywhere of love and freedom. Because nothing can stop us when that love from heaven penetrates in every place. So just thank you, Lord, that you saturate each one of us with a new resolve.
I've heard you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
You're
released to go. All announcements will save for Tuesday. You're released. You stay as long as you need to or want to for prayer. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. God bless you.
Jesus.
God bless you. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We can have as much of him as we want. Yes, Lord.
Amazing Father.
Okay, now you're doing it right.
Father, amazing God, glorious Father, wondrous Father, amazing God. I want to be baptized in your Holy Spirit. Your Holy Spirit, Lord, I will be baptized in. Let my heart burn, let it burn for you. Oh, oh, oh. Let my heart. No other name, no other fire.